Making sense of your dollars. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The worldwide breakout Netflix hit Squid Game will reportedly generate almost $900 million for the streaming service. Let's talk about the breakout hit with Tom Lason, media analyst in Seattle, Washington. Tom, thanks for joining us this afternoon. I know when it comes to Netflix programming, there's a lot of debate over their internal metrics about how they count viewership numbers, especially in the case of Squid Game, where they said 132 million people watched at least 2 minutes of the series in the first 23 days of their launch, and that nearly 90% of those who started the first episode watched it all the way to completion. And based on those internal metrics, they say that means Squid Game is worth $900 million to the streaming service. How did they arrive at that figure?
Well, if I knew the answer to that, I'd be able to make a real strong recommendation on their stock. And I think that's one of the problems that we've had with the streaming universe is, what do these metrics mean, like impact value? There's another metric that's come out, Bloomberg reported on this, called efficiency, which I get. You invest $21.4 million into Squid Games and come out with $891 million on the other end. But is that $891 million, is that realized? Is that ad rent? Well, you know, they don't have an advertising-based model. So where does that come from? How does it impact the bottom line? I think it remains an inscrutable, opaque, black box. I consider that to be a problem as an investor. But, you know, by the same token, reporting out those numbers, we trust them, I guess. And 87 million people watching a multi-hour, multi-part series is a hit. It's really been a cultural phenomena. And as to whether it's a financial phenomena, I think it's going to take people with deeper insights than me to really get into that.
Well, Tom, I was one of those 87 million. I lost a lot of sleep last week binging through Squid Game. It's only 9 episodes. Some are an hour, some are about 30 minutes, and it's absolutely compelling all the way through. And based on social media traffic, and especially some of the social media memes coming out of South Korea, it really is a worldwide phenomenon. This is not a press release thing. This is real.
Absolutely, and it's going to be the hot costume for Hollywood. You can either be one of the guards or one of the victims in this thing, one of the debtors. I watched it as well and found it to be okay. I think it was very dialogue heavy at times. And you can tell by watching it, when you put people in a small room and build a story around that, that really helps you keep costs down. There were a few scenes that were shot out in what you might call, in quotes, parenthetically, the world, but those were typically two-shot dialogue pieces, a couple of cameras, not any high-end production locations and logistics that I saw, and I watched very carefully for that. So that's why you get this great efficiency metric, and also why Netflix, as one example, is looking overseas where costs are low and potential returns. If you hit a winner, look what can happen.
Very quickly, Tom, Squid Game is very violent. It's not for the squeamish. And then Halloween, a slasher movie, a big hit at the box office. What does it say about us that we enjoy extremely violent entertainment? Are we just in that spooky mood because it's October?
I don't know about that. You know, yes, there's definitely a seasonal piece to it, but I would also say that I think dystopia is very hot right now. COVID has really kind of, I think, to some degree, put this dystopian meme into our lives. A lot of people feel like they've been living through a dystopia. So you look at The Purge, The Strain, The Last Man on Earth, The Last Ship, Westworld, The 100, and on and on and on. And it is a consistent home run on some of these services. Do we ever get to the point where we want to watch Michael Landon's Happy TV shows again? I'm not sure, but for now, it's easy to say that dystopia is hot.
Tom Lason, media analyst in Seattle, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
A deposit for you.